chapter 11, Mishnah 6, Hamama Enes, the Mama Enes, which is the young girl, her father died, so we said that the rabbis gave the power to her mother and her brothers to marry her off, but at the same time they gave her the power to reject. She can reject the marriage. So if she does reject the marriage, we're going to see over here that she doesn't get a kesuvah. She doesn't need a get to reject the marriage, but by the same token, she doesn't get a ksuva if she rejects the marriage. Also, hashneir, rabbinical prohibitions. So there's a whole lot of arayas, the prohibited relations that you can't marry, the prohibited family members that you can't marry. And we learned in Yevamos that the rabbis added a whole nother layer to that. And if a person marries one of those in that layer, so that woman also wouldn't get a ksuva. And Islandess, we said, was a woman who doesn't have she doesn't develop properly, so she's congenitally incapable of giving birth. And says the Mishnah, all of these Einam Kesuvah, they would not get a Kesuvah if they got married and then divorced. And brings them in the car to the Mama Enes, because she was not divorced, she left her husband of her own will. The Shnia, because the sages penalized her in order to reinforce their restriction. They wanted to give their restriction strength, so they added this in. And the Islandess, because it's like an invalid marriage, the Islandess. And therefore she doesn't get a kesuva. Not only that, the Lord Paris, she doesn't get, the husband doesn't have to pay them for any usufruct he enjoyed of their property during the marriage. Velo Mazonas, the husband doesn't have to sustain them. Velo Blias, he doesn't have to pay them for any worn out clothing or any worn out utensils. So anything that he used that wore out, he doesn't have to refund the worth of it. The Immischila Nase Lishem Islandess, but there's one exception, that is that if a man marries a woman knowing she's an Islandess, then Yesh La Kesuva, then she has all of these rights. So if he goes into the marriage knowing what he's getting into, then Almanu La Kohen Gadol, if a widow marries a Kohen Gadol, which is forbidden, Grusha V'Chalitza La Kohen Hedyat, or a divorcee, or someone who's done Chalitza, marries a normal Kohen, so those are also not allowed. Or Mamzeris, or someone marries a Mamzeris, or Nasin al Yisrael, or a Gibeonite. Remember the Nasim, the Gibeonites. So that was also an invalid marriage. Or a Bas Yisrael and Nasin al Mamzeris. Or if a woman marries the other way around. So a man marries a woman who's a Mamzeris or a Nasin. Or the woman marries a man and he's a Mamzer or a Nasin. Right, but it's a forbidden marriage either way. So Yashlem Kesuvah, in all of these cases, there is a Kesuvah, which is interesting. Even though it's the marriage is invalid and forbidden, nevertheless, the sages instituted that there will be a Kesuvah in these cases.